As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody.
We are back. You seem like you're having a hard time there, Bo.
I'm doing great. What are you talking about? This is
Loki!
this was actually my wife's horns that quite upsettingly, right before the parade, they broke. But I guess it's good that they broke before the parade, so we were able to fix it, you know, and get her hooked up with some other horns before we actually started marching. Hey everybody, we're back. How's it going?
You're back.
I'm Bo. This is Lorraine.
Hello.
Yes. Loki TV talk. We've got no Loki to talk TV about, but as you know, as we made frequent mentions of on the podcast, we are members of founding members of the crew of Loki. And this last past week was Chewbacca's, the intergalactic crew, Mardi Gras crew. And it's interesting because one of the things that we probably didn't do a very good job of explaining is the concept of a Mardi Gras crew. Because like, if you're familiar, that language makes sense. But if you're not, then you don't know what on earth we're talking about.
No idea.
Totally. So Mardi Gras, you know, a lot of people have kind of in their heads what Mardi Gras is. It's actually a season. It's the carnival season. New Orleans, of course, famously does it up big. And it's not just one parade. I think a lot of people assume that Mardi Gras is just one parade. But in fact, there's a ton of different parades that occur throughout the entire Mardi Gras season. Some really big ones with like the giant floats that you think of when you think of Mardi Gras. Also some really tiny ones as well, where it's just maybe like a bus that drives through with a couple of, you know, drunk people on it. And then you've got, you know, kind of walking crews. And that is what the intergalactic crew of Chewbacca's is. It's a combination of Chewbacca the Wookiee and Bacchus the God of Wine. It has various sub crews. That's little groups that make up the large crew or the large parade. And yeah, a couple of years ago, we founded the crew of Loki. This year we were out there walking and passing out some pretty great throws. And we thought, hey, now that it's all said and done, let's debrief. Let's tell people about it. Let's bring him in. Lorraine. Lorraine Key.
Yes.
What's the highlights? Let's talk about it. What were some of your highlights for this year?
Oh, man. I just love seeing people in costumes, you know? Especially there was a... So my husband was dressed like God Loki at the end of season two. And there was someone in the crowd that was dressed exactly like him. But honestly, her costume was even better. So we got really excited when we saw that particular person in the crowd. So yeah, the costumes are awesome when the crowd really gets excited about Chewbacca and dresses up. It makes it more exciting for the people in the parade.
Oh, definitely. And actually, so this is kind of going to be a benefit for those tuning in on YouTube. Right now, I've got up a picture of all of us with our costumes in this situation. This is like after the parade, so some of us are not wearing our horns like we were during the parade, but you can see some folks rocking their epic look. And one thing I think that a lot of people may not be aware of is that it's not just people in the parade that wear costumes. It's actually people who come to the parade just to view it, will come wearing whatever their fandom is, be it like Star Trek or Marvel or, you know, DC, whatever it may be. Of course, there's tons of various Star Wars costumes that are out. Other than the other God tier Loki, what other costumes did you see out in the crowds?
I think my next favorite one was, have you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I'm familiar. It is literally on my to-do list. Like, I've got like a summer movie series for this next summer, and it continues to grow, and I'm way behind, but I am familiar.
Let's just say there's a lot of scenes where people have hot dogs as fingers.
Oh.
And there were some people in the crowd that had hot dog finger gloves.
Oh.
In the movie. And that was so awesome. I gave them like multiple bookmarks.
That's awesome. That's incredible. Oh, yeah. You know, there was a lot of kids that showed up in the crowd as well. Kids in costume. We'll go over our throws really quick in just a few minutes here, but it was fun to pass out. Specifically anybody that was kind of dressed up, always kind of like try to target them and make sure they get some good stuff. But especially the kids, you know, it was interesting. We did have a couple of people in the crowds that were representing Loki, not just in costume, but we also had somebody who was actually rocking a Loki for president sign, which was really, really great. Shout out to her. We really appreciate that. And then, yeah, there was it's good to see the Loki love is still out there.
Yeah, people love Loki. And another great part of the parade was when people would start chanting, Loki, 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 especially if, like, you know, the parade kind of came to a stop for like a few seconds. Yeah. We had to keep the crowd hype and we all just start chanting, Loki, Loki, and people were really into it.
Oh, okay. So that was really fun because what I would typically do was like when we were kind of walking down, especially once I ran out of throws, I would kind of like hold my hands up in a messianic Loki-esque pose. And, you know, one of the aspects of my particular costume, we'll talk about our costumes in just a minute, but one of my kind of key features is I've got a desecrated Mjolnir, if you will, a gilded Mjolnir that I would also kind of hold up. And the hammer really gets the crowds going, which was great. I only had one person see it and call me Thor. And I looked back at them in my giant, like, fluff white crest green cape and my gold horns and my gold, like, chest plate. And I kind of look at them and I'm like, really?
Wrong guy.
I was like, the funny thing is I was about to give them a throw and then I didn't because they said I was Thor.
I did have one person. He had two little airplane bottles of Fireball and he was like, hey, let's trade. And so I pulled out my Loki for president bookmark and he goes, what is this? I don't even know what this is.
Oh!
And I was like, and just walked away. I was like, come on, man.
Oh,
but
man.
I guess he was looking for something specific because he was not about to give those Fireball bottles away to just anybody.
Well, okay. So let's talk about our throws because, you know, one of the things that's kind of a hallmark of Crew of Loki is, and we're kind of becoming known for this, which is pretty great because people were literally looking forward to it this year, is that we create custom bookmarks made out of recycled paper. Very important. But we create these custom bookmarks. And last year we had three. This year we did another three. And we'll show them off. Again, if you're on the podcast, it might be good to check out the YouTube channel so you could see this. But I'll describe them as well. We've got our Loki for president. And at the bottom it says, the devil you know. Of course, rocking the classic Loki look. Good American vibes in the background. We also have a parody of the He Gets Us campaign, which... This was, we'll talk about that in a second, but this is very polarizing. It says, Loki was silenced by a billionaire, the government, and a 93-year-old man. He gets us. Hashtag crew of Loki. And I was very proud of this, and not everybody got it. But those that did.
But those that got it really got it.
In fact, you know? I would actually go up, like I try to spot people that I was like, that person's going to get this. And I would go up to them looking like very wide-eyed, you know, and I'd very like just not breaking eye contact and kind of creeping them out a little bit. And then I would hand them the card and they would say, thank you. And I'd be like, he's done so much for us. And then they would look down at it. And then once if they didn't laugh, I'd just move on. But if they laughed and they'd be like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. They look up, I'd look, you're welcome.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was so much fun. And then kind of completing the trifecta here, we've got he's got the whole multiverse in his hands, which is great. Kind of a pseudo unintentional kind of God, Jesus, and the devil situation with our...
Wow.
It was unintentional. It just happened. So.
He gets us.
It was great. But that was it was a lot of fun. Those were kind of the ones that we had the most of that. I mean, it's, I think we did really good in terms of making sure we had enough throws this year with the bookmarks, because people will typically post images online of like what all they collected, like what all throws they were able to get. And I can, like, I've only seen once that I have not seen our bookmark in the mix. Like,
yeah,
there's a, we did pretty well. Outside of that, we did this and we're never going to do this again, unfortunately, but we made Loki beads.
And they're awesome.
They are awesome. But there's two factors here. One is crew of Chewbacca's, the larger crew, generally frowns upon beads because a lot of times people will throw them and, you know, not actually hand them. And so it ends up leaving a massive mess and we don't want to mess up the streets of New Orleans. But also, these got tangled. Like, we only brought like 75. We didn't bring a ton, but we brought 75 of these and they all got tangled. And like right before the parade, we were doing our best to untangle them. And so we only got to pass out a very few. And so that was kind of rough. But I will say this, the day after, my wife and I went to Frenchman Street, rocking some Loki horns, and we passed out some more of these. And actually, let's see, I'm going to put this up on the video here if I can. So these guys right here, they're actually part a member of the Space Vikings. And they are also, and the gentleman in the picture actually works at one of our favorite microbreweries in New Orleans, which is Brew Caray.
And so, shout out to Brew Caray.
Yeah, saw them. We're able to pass this out to them. We also, let's see if I can I transition? Yay. This right here is a guy, we call him the Spoon Man. He actually makes wooden spoons. Specifically, whenever I'm on Frenchman Street at night when they've got the art market, I always go and check out the Spoon Man spoons. I've got at least two of them that are in regular rotation in my kitchen. And so we stopped by and hooked him up with one. And then let's see. Oh, do I have one more? Yes, this right here. So this is representative of a few things. There's a couple of different bands that were playing. And when they had breaks or when like the vibe was right, we went up and we actually hooked him up by giving him some of our throws. So the gentleman over here that we kind of lovingly refer to as the Muppet, this dude is one of the best drummers in the French Quarter in New Orleans, and wild. He's got like such a range, incredible drummer. So we gave him some beads, and then his bassist, we hooked up with the Loki horns that we had with us. There was another band that was playing at 9060. We didn't get a picture of it because it was on our way out, and I hooked them up. And the singer was like, she was rocking a Ninja Turtles t-shirt. I was like, she's going to love this. And so we hooked her up. And then I think it was, I can't remember if it was her keyboardist or her drummer, but on our way out, we put some horns on him as well. So that was really
nice.
Fun. Yeah. So it was great. We were able to make sure that those got out. But the other thing is, you already saw them, but we've got the Loki horns. All right. So let's talk about these Loki horns. Now these are, how would you describe these?
Gold devil horns with fur.
Yeah, gold devil horns with the fur. That's exactly what they are. You know, they're kind of smaller horns. They get the point across. In context, it's Loki. Out of context, it's gold devil horns with fur.
I mean, if you're given those horns by a Loki, you know that you're becoming a Loki.
And so that was really kind of the goal, right? Like, we wanted to give like people we ran into or like people we special selected the opportunity to become a Loki variant. And I think we succeeded.
I think so too. We also gave the opportunity to some really cute stuffed animals to become Lokis.
Wait, what?
There were some people, I guess some kids brought some stuffed animals, and my husband gave several of them Loki horns. So the stuffed animals became Lokis.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Loki.
Whenever anybody heard anybody say glorious purpose, like I almost like kind of created a little bit of a personal game with it. If somebody said glorious purpose, I would look, I was like, who said that? I'm like, me. Like, do you have glorious purpose? And if they said yes, then I would be like, how much glorious purpose? It was so much glorious purpose. I would run to the bike that my wife was pulling that had all our throws in it and grab some horns and come back and I'd put them on their head and I said, you're a Loki. Lost it. It was so much fun. There was one person, unfortunately, that lost the game because I went up to him and I said, do you have glorious purpose? Because I think they had said it. And then they're like, no. And I was like, not even a little bit? And they're like, No.
And I was like, at least they're honest.
I was like, all right, bye. I think I gave him a bookmark and then walked away, and I felt so bad. But if you don't have glorious purpose, can you be a Loki?
No, I mean, that's like our whole thing.
Exactly.
We're burdened with glorious purpose. Burdened. It's a burden.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it was really great. There was one moment in the parade. There was an older woman. I say older. It's not like she was like super, super old or anything like that. Just older than us. And if I'm remembering correctly, she was kind of sitting down, and she was so cute. She's like, Loki! And I looked back, and I saw her, and she's like, eee! And so I saw her. I kind of pointed at her. I ran and got some horns, and then I came back and kind of kneeled down and put them on her. I said, you're a Loki. And she said, oh, gracias, Loki! She was like she just couldn't believe it. It was so cool. That was so much fun.
That's the best thing about doing it. It's just like bringing joy to people, putting smiles on faces. It's so fun.
Well, and there was this kind of, it's interesting to see how things kind of naturally played out, because especially with those, whenever we did, well, not for everyone, but especially for like adults, if we gave them Loki horns, especially if the parade was stalled to some extent, we would start chanting one of us around them.
Yes,
and that just like built up the entire energy.
One of us. Yeah, yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah.
That and then Loki, Loki. It was great.
All right, so let's talk about costumes. Your costume this year.
Yes, I was McDonald's Sylvie from season 2. And I had the horns on over my hat. So It was like, you know, horned wearing, crown wearing McDonald's.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so I've actually got the picture up right now on the YouTube. So you've got.
Oh, nice. I will say, I had several people in the crowd being like, I love McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was like, I mean, do you know my character? Like,
didn't somebody like freak out because you're like, Loki, there's a McDonald's right over there.
Yes. Someone was like, there's a McDonald's. That's where you work.
Oh, man. McDonald's, by the way, did not sponsor Crew of Loki this year. No. We got no.
They'd like to.
I mean, if anybody wants to sponsor Crew of Loki,
I'll be a Hamburglar Loki, Ronald McDonald Loki.
Oh, wow.
You know, whatever.
Well, that's the great thing. So you mentioned your husband was also rocking kind of the God tier Loki, which, by the way, these are, I know it's hard to believe, these are actually homemade Loki horns. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So we were going, it's like we got the file to be able to 3D print the crown. And then the 3D printer we were going to use was backed up for 2 weeks. So we're like, okay, we're going to have to pivot. And so we made these horns out of cardboard, Whole Foods bags.
Whoa.
A piece of elastic.
Whoa.
And duct tape.
Epic. They look really good. Like I was actually, when you were talking about making these homemade, I was kind of shocked at how well they turned out. Like
I was too.
The length goes a long way too. Like those things were huge. I don't think the picture even does them justice because of the angle.
But they were very tall.
Of course, I was rocking a, I think I landed on the worthy Loki is what I decided to call myself. And so it is, I've been like, there is kind of a warrior Thor-esque kind of inspired thing going on. I'm not going to lie, but had kind of the fur over my green cape. I was rocking a black kilt, which you can't see in the picture. Had, of course, my horns. And then you could kind of tell in this picture, but it's cardboard. It's kind of like a chest piece that's like based off of sort of the Loki motif that helps to hold the whole thing together. My wife right here was our biker Loki, and then our brother and his wife were Willy Wonka Loki and Leia Loki, respectively. So it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. A lot of Wonka fans in the crowd, too. Obviously, a lot of Leia fans as well. A lot of people dressed up like Leia, so.
Yeah, I mean, so you had, I mean, one of the largest crews that actually kicks off the parade is the Legionettes. And so they're, so you always see a few Leias here and there throughout the parade, for sure. Both definitely in the crowds and in the parade.
That is true. I think there was a Leia behind us, too.
I think there probably was. I know there was definitely a really good Yoda and a really good Ahsoka.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there really was.
Cold this year. One of the coldest Chewbacca nights, I think, they've had in a long, long time. It was 32 degrees while we were marching. And so what you, you know, what may or may not come across in those pictures is we're layered up. I'm wearing literally like body armor on because I got the skin tight, very non-flattering black leotard that I was essentially wearing underneath my costume. But then I, underneath that, had to squeeze in some, like, you know, heat insulated body armor situation, which was made for a fun night.
I was very lucky that my costume included sweatpants.
Yeah.
I was wearing red sweatpants. So I was like, oh, this won't be too bad.
It was a good, I will say, anybody that I saw like dressed as Chewbacca, I was like, that was the right move. If you were like a Wampa or Chewbacca or something like that, you were set.
Yeah, I did have to wear my jacket over my costume, which was a bummer, but I didn't really have anything fun in the back, so it wasn't really covering up anything.
People got it. Everybody got it.
Yeah. Enough people were like, I love McDonald's, that I was like, okay, they get my costume.
So,
at least half of it.
Loki 2025, if we should be so Loki, to return. do you think you're going Sylvie McDonald's again, or do you think I'll do a different variant?
I think I'd do a different variant. I like what I wore last year, the
classic Sylvie.
Season one, classic Sylvie. That's an option. Or, you know, if like I fall in love with the new character this year and decide to do a merger of Sylvie. Either way, I'm going to be Sylvie because I am Sylvie. I've got the crown. And, you know, I don't know. I just resonate with Sylvie. So some sort of Sylvie.
I did.
We'll see. What are you going to be?
You know, I think I'm going to like commit. I think I'm going to stick with I really like the way my costume worked out this year. It was kind of, it's what I wanted to do the year prior, but given that we'd never done it before, I didn't quite know if I wanted to kind of expend the resources to really make it the way that I wanted it. And so this year I did it exactly the way I wanted it. And I think it looked really, really good. And so I think I'm going to stick with my costume. But I want to focus more on the concept of a float or some sort of very visually stimulating thing. Because one of the things I notice is afterwards when people are sharing pictures and videos and everything else, when they share throws, and by the way, I should have probably mentioned this at the beginning. When we talk about throws, those are the things that are passed out at Mardi Gras parades. So traditionally beads in a lot of different parades are called throws, but they might be footballs, they might be all little doodads, light up things, all kinds of things. Chewbacca's is known because a lot of the throws are homemade or custom made to some degree. Of course, like we already kind of went through all of our different throws and kind of what we've done. But all that to say, what I'd like to do, like whenever somebody showcases like their throws they captured, you see Crew of Loki, like Crew of Loki is represented. But when they show pictures and videos from the parade, Crew of Loki is typically like, we kind of have to find ourselves in there. But what they always do show is anybody that's got kind of like a big float or something like visually stimulating.
Yeah, something cool.
So there's that. The other thing too is, and I don't know if you got this, I found that like most people, whenever they like were asking about something, they would ask for two things. One, they wanted me to give them the hammer. And so I was like, no, that's not, it's not a throw. It's part of the costume. But the other thing is they were asking, where's the alligator? Where's the Loki alligator? Everybody wanted to know where the Loki alligator was. Because as soon as anybody who even is remotely connected to Mardi Gras saw the Loki gator, instantly we're like, well, that's Mardi Gras. I don't know. That's just Mardi Gras in a character. So hear me out. Okay. So put that aside that everybody wants a Loki gator. You know how like Chinese New Year, like how there's kind of the dragon dance with like the, you know, long tailed kind of sky serpent and somebody holds a ball and then like several people kind of on large sticks are kind of moving around this giant dragon puppet. Have you ever seen that before?
Probably. I'm imagining it.
Okay. It's really cool. They do a big festival here in Houston and it's really awesome if you've ever seen it performed and it's incredible. But I'm not wanting to like take the dragon or anything of that nature, right? We're not trying to culturally appropriate here, but the technology I'm really about, like the idea of creating something like some sort of long float that could kind of operate in a similar capacity so that it can be carried. Cause that's the other thing. We're a walking crew. And so we don't have like a big vehicle that we can like really make work, but we can do some sort of puppet type situation. So I'm thinking a extra long you know, serpent-esque alligator. A gator that surrounds the world. Okay, Jormungandr. Remember how we talked about Jormungandr?
Mm-hmm.
The world serpent?
Yes.
Jormungator.
Wow.
Yeah. We could even sew that onto the side of it and everything. We give it a giant alligator head. It's maybe the size of like a small desk or something like that. And, you know, we have, I think 4 people could probably operate it, which is another reason to potentially open up the crew to more people. I'm just putting that out there. And so like it would operate and like it would kind of follow us around. And also give us a little defense, because to be honest, like sometimes some of the other crews get a little too close and the music starts messing with your music and it's a whole thing. So yeah, what do you think?
Okay, so we would not do the bike again?
Well, we'd probably still have to do the bike because that would be what's carrying our stuff. But the visual thing would be your... Hang on, I got a picture.
Okay. Hello, YouTube.
Jormungandr.
Okay, so this would be in addition to the bike.
Yeah, I mean, the bike is great because the bike carries stuff. But like, yeah.
How are we going to make it?
Jormungandr. Okay, look. how are we going to make it? She asked how are we going to make it. I'm glad you asked. So I've already started working on a prototype. See the little jaw?
Yeah. Is that teeth?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just part of it. Look, we got a year, okay? We got some time.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we could post like updates to the Instagram and get feedback from different thoughts. I've seen some YouTube videos where people will use like yoga mats for the parts of the heads and everything. Of course, they're making more of the kind of, again, traditional Chinese dragon, whereas I want to make an alligator. But like, yeah, I think it'd be great.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's a good idea.
Baby steps. That's all I'm saying. Just take baby steps.
I think it will be very fun. I definitely think we need the alligator, so I'm definitely there.
It would be so great. Like, we would get so, like, that's what we need. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's next level Loki right there.
Yeah. The horns.
Final thing to make mention of. Because this was really cool. We did the night before the parade. We went to Patrick Barven, great establishment, cocktail place in the French Quarter, and kind of put it out there. They were doing a meetup. And we had a couple people come by that were there for the parade and got a chance to find, like, I don't think I realized just how many people travel from all over the country just to come see Chewbacca's.
I didn't either. I was surprised.
That was so cool. And so, like, that was really, really neat. Let's see. Throw up. We've got our one of the reasons why we do the meetup at Patrick Barven is because in their room, in their kind of waiting room or kind of entry room, they've got these giant gold horns, and it's like this is supposed to be when Loki's beat. Yes,
it's perfect.
If a bar was a Loki, it's Patrick Barven.
It's a good tradition.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there you go. Any other stories or thoughts are fun from the event?
I just want to say that our playlist that we made was the exact perfect length of time. So a big shout out to everyone who helped create the playlist. It ended right, or it's restarted right as we were ending. And I was like,
wow,
this is awesome.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So we'll have to use it again next year.
Basically, any song that we could possibly make a Loki parody out of was what was there. Well, but also had to have good parade energy because we had to take some songs out.
Like, we did the Hokey Pokey, and, you know, it was an interesting energy, but I feel like it worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People were into the "That's what it's all about." So if anyone watching was there during the Loki Pokey, the Hokey Pokey, that's why we did it, because it's the Loki Pokey.
That's good. I will say, if we wanted to do like a cool down, like for like afterwards type deal, when they made the Phantom of the Opera movie, they added a new song into the soundtrack that plays during the credits. It's "Learn to Be Lonely." Child of the wilderness, born into emptiness, learn to be Loki, I'd be like, it's perfect. Not perfect for a parade, but, you know, it fits.
For a cool down.
Yeah. There you go.
Or warm up if you're freezing already.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. But hey, we want to encourage y'all, follow Crew of Loki. We'll put the link to our Instagram in the show notes for this episode. Also, be sure to check out the Crew of Loki Facebook group. Join that as a fan of Crew of Loki, and you'll find out some updates on what's to come next year. If we should be so Loki to return.
Loki.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. I'll follow Lorraine. She's no one here really on Instagram.
Nobody here really.
Nobody. I'm sorry. I don't know who no one here is. Don't follow them. Follow nobody
we
here.
We don't know who they are. I'm just nobody here, really. That's my, it's me on Instagram. So check it out.
Well, there we go. Well, thank y'all so much. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this. Thank y'all for tuning in and staying subscribed as well. Be sure to follow the TV Talk YouTube channel for more great content. And until next time.
For all time. Always.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I had forgotten that's what we say. I'm so glad you remembered.
I thought about it the other day because someone said for all time, and I was like, oh, that's how we end the pod.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.